the Dr. Jacob Balaton Award. There is a photo on the page of the caption, Dr. Jacob Balaton, simultaneously reading Braille and typing. This photograph was published in a 1914 newspaper shortly after Dr. Balaton graduated from medical school. The National Federation of the Blind is pleased to announce the establishment of the Dr. Jacob Balaton Award Program. The first cash awards will be issued in 2008 at the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind. This is a new way to recognize individuals and organizations working in the field of blindness that have made outstanding contributions toward achieving the full integration of the blind into society on a basis of equality. Named for a pioneering blind physician who practiced in the early 20th century, these awards are made possible through the generosity of his late nephew and niece. Their bequest, the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust, will allow the National Federation of the Blind to provide direct financial support to people and organizations that are improving the lives of the blind throughout the United States. Dr. Jacob Balaton was a blind physician who lived and practiced in Chicago in the early part of the 20th century. As chronicled in his biography, The Blind Doctor, by Rosalind Perlman, Balaton fought ignorance and prejudice to gain entrance to medical school and the medical profession. He became one of the most respected physicians in Chicago during his career, which spanned the period from 1912 until his death in 1924. He was particularly known for his expertise on diseases of the heart and lungs. Balaton used his many public speaking engagements to advocate for the employment of the blind and their full integration into society. Interested in young people in general, and blind youth in particular, Dr. Balaton established the first Boy Scout troop consisting entirely of blind boys and served as its leader. Jacob Balaton's wife, Helen, had a sister whose husband died suddenly, leaving her to raise a son, Alfred Perlman. The Perlmans moved in with the Balatons when Alfred was 11, and for 4 years, until Jacob Balaton's untimely death at the age of 36, Uncle Jake became Alfred's surrogate father. Alfred later married Rosalind, and the couple worked on a book about Dr. Balaton's life. After Alfred's death in 2001, Rosalind dedicated the rest of her life to completing and publishing the book. In her will, she left a bequest, the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust, to the Santa Barbara Foundation and the National Federation of the Blind to publish Dr. Balaton's biography and establish the Dr. Jacob Balaton Award Program. Blue Point Books published The Blind Doctor, The Jacob Balaton Story, in 2007. Award Description. The National Federation of the Blind will distribute cash awards totaling $100,000 from the income of the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust in 2008. The Dr. Jacob Balaton Award Committee will establish the number of awards and the amount of each based on its determination of the relative merits of the pool of applicants. Subsequent to the year 2008, the Dr. Jacob Balaton Award Committee will determine the total amount to be distributed based on the trust income received. Each year, one or more awards will be presented to individuals and one or more to corporations, organizations, or other entities. Both blind and sighted people may apply. The committee may also accept nominations made by third parties. Who should apply? Individuals. Only individuals who are over 18 years of age may apply for a Dr. Jacob Balaton Award. Applicants must demonstrate that they have shown substantial initiative and leadership in improving the lives of the blind. Examples of such initiative include, but are not limited to, developing products or techniques that increase the independence of the blind, directing quality programs or agencies for the blind, or mentoring other blind people. All individual applicants must be able to demonstrate that they have worked on their projects related to the advancement of the blind within the 12 months prior to submitting their applications. Applications by individuals must include at least one letter of recommendation from a person familiar with or directly affected by the work done by that individual to improve the lives of blind people. Organizations. Organizations may apply for a Dr. Jacob Balaton Award in order to help them further programs, services, techniques, or technology that has assisted and will continue to assist the blind. Organizations applying for a Dr. Jacob Balaton Award must be able to demonstrate that their programs or services include substantial participation by blind people as developers, mentors, administrators, or executives, and not merely as clients, consumers, or beneficiaries. For example, an organization operating a program for blind youth might demonstrate that a substantial number of the counselors, teachers, or mentors involved in the program are blind. The organization must be able to demonstrate that it has substantially aided blind people within the 12 months prior to application, and that a Dr. Jacob Balaton Award would allow it to build on previous successes. The application must also include a testimonial from at least one blind person who has benefited from the programs or services. With respect to both individuals and organizations, all award recipients must be domiciled in the United States of America, and their work must primarily benefit the blind of the United States. Procedures. Application materials will be available in several formats, including posting on the National Federation of the Blind website, www.nfb.org, no later than December 1st of each year. Applications for a Dr. Jacob Balotin Award for any given year must be received no later than March 1st by the Award Committee Chairperson. Candidate recipients will be notified no later than April 1st that the committee intends to present them with a Dr. Jacob Balotin Award. All decisions of the Dr. Jacob Balotin Award Committee are final. The awards will be presented in July during the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind. Individuals who are selected to receive an award must appear in person and may not send a representative. Organizations may send an individual representative, preferably their chief executive officer. Recipient candidates must confirm in writing that they will appear in person to accept the award at the National Federation of the Blind annual convention. Failure to make such written confirmation by April 15th will result in forfeiture of the award. Ineligible persons. Individuals employed full-time by the National Federation of the Blind may not apply for a Dr. Jacob Balotin Award for work performed within the scope of their employment. Students may not apply for both a Dr. Jacob Balotin Award and a National Federation of the Blind scholarship in the same year.